Splish Splash 22 Minute Podcast. 22 Minute Podcast. Don't wanna take up much of your time. Just gonna read some headlines. Stuff. Welcome to the 22 Minute Podcast. My name is Wes Everson. Today is a Wednesday. Crevasse day.
Crevasse.
We're right in there. We're right in that crevice.
It's a rock.
So go ahead. So go ahead and pull out that vase and oh, there it is. There's my phone. I was like, "Where's my phone? Oh, I need that for birthdays later."
Where's my phone?
Look out, Comet. Calm down. Okay,
I forgot you were down here. Hey, calm.
All right. Hey, what's going on? It's Wednesday, June 4th. That's Crevasse day. Pull it out. Put it out. Let everybody know. Here with Mike Finley and James Fast.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
There they are.
Here
the
we
queens. And I don't mean queens as like a derogatory thing. The king and queens of the world podcasting in a small audience. That's who you're the kings and queens of. Us. All of us. That one didn't work, guys. I'm not going to edit it out. You just get to hear a completely failed bit. Just ring out over this podcast. Let's move on, unless y'all want to roast me for it.
No.
All right. Well, on this day, just some history notes. In the year 1919, the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was passed by the Senate, giving women the right to vote, women's suffrage. Y'all, the amendment was ratified the following year. So think about that. That was only a century ago, really barely over a century ago. And that's how long it was, you know, we had been a country for, that's less than half of the lifetime of our country.
Yeah.
So
shame.
I do like the typo though, giving woman the right to vote. Mm-hmm. Just that one.
Just the one.
You know which one. And we know which way she's going to vote. So,
the one that ruined everyone's bets on the horse track that day.
Right. Yeah. Like, what the? Why? On the day, on the day, 1937, the world's first shopping carts were introduced at Humpty Dumpty grocery store.
Humpty Dumpty
in Oklahoma City. And Bubbles is very appreciative. How would he have established career?
That's true.
On this day in 1940, the following television series with Kevin Bacon that only had like one or two seasons, and I only remember because Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
The following is brought to you by
the following.
And then Kevin Bacon's face. on this day in 1940, following a massive rescue effort that included civilian boats, the withdrawal of Allied troops trapped at Dunkirk, France. Was completed with, which resulted in more than 300,000 soldiers being saved.
Great
record. You know, that's a record set. Saved 300,000 men, and you know, and then it gave Chris Nolan the opportunity to be disappointed and not win an Oscar.
Is that what the movie is about? Like the rescue?
Yes, being stuck there and then the rescue
and the civilians with the boat and the Tom Hardy as the pilot and the.
Yeah. You know, it's not a bad movie or whatever, but I definitely like. I don't know. I never really sank into it.
Hmm.
I didn't. Hmm. Same thing with.
I get it.
Same thing with fucking Tenet. No. I didn't mean to do a pun, but
it was great.
Mm-hmm. Successful.
I never saw Dunkirk. I watched Tenet and I liked it in theaters, but I mean that was 5 years ago, or 4 or 5 years ago.
I just don't know that the cymbal splash of. Oh, Robert Pattinson's a little boy or whatever, you know. It just didn't hit. I was like, I'm more interested in like the technology and like the secrets behind that and stuff. And you're not explaining how this works.
I just love Kenneth Branagh too.
I do love Kenneth Branagh. Yeah, there's no question about that. He got me to get way more into Shakespeare than I ever thought I would. And then I'm like, oh, I can rent on Amazon some BBC like from 1970s Shakespeare stuff.
Nice.
Who does that? Anyway, all right.
Thanks, Kenny.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks, Kenneth. All right. On this date in music history. Hey, guess what's going on? In 1984, The Boss releases his biggest selling album called Born in the USA and not with a silver spoon in my mouth. How about you, Donald? with the banging singles, Dancing in the Dark, I'm on Fire, My Town, Glory Days, and the titular track. Obviously, Born in the USA.
Born in the USA.
I mean, Dancing in the Dark goes so fucking hard.
It does. Dude, I'm on Fire does also. Like, I listened to this record while I was putting the list together. God damn, this fucking slays, dog. Record.
Listen, as long as the boss is on the left side and yelling at Donald,
I'm all for it.
Buy me a shirt. I'll think of some sort
no,
of...
No, I don't like that. I don't like that he's doing that. Yeah.
Oh, no. I this is where I will separate the art from the artist. I don't mind obviously about Bill Cosby or anything like that, but this is where I really can understand what those libs have been talking about.
Listen, Kanye apologized. It's okay.
Yeah, he said that he's going to focus more on trying to actually communicate with his family, and until he realizes that he can't, he won't say that again. And then he will. But anyway, all right. Let's see. On this day in the year 2002, Frufru drops their only studio album because she also goes by Imogen Heap.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that until fucking... Right. I listened to it all the day. I was like, oh, it's produced by Imogen Heap and this other guy. Wait, that's Imogen Heap?
But
wait,
it's that the is same the fucking sound.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that record is solid.
You didn't have to change.
No, it must have been a distribution dispute or some
like
sort
a
of
publishing
contract.
Thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my guess. But hey, I could be completely wrong. Actually,
I think you're completely right. For the first time in my life.
All right, 22 minute podcast.
Woo,
recorded.
Nailed it. All right, we don't have to record anymore.
Yep, I guess we're gonna end the show. But
this
yes,
is the whole point. Let's see how many episodes it takes. It takes 196 episodes for James to agree with me on one thing.
Woo! You know what else we can agree on? SNL really utilized that Imogen Heap song from Orange in that sequence from the OC.
Oh, yeah.
What to say? Pow, pow, pow. Anyway, go watch it. It's a classic. At this point, it's absolutely a classic skit. Sketch comedy.
That's it, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. Hey, guess what? On this day in the year 2002, millennial girls' lives were changed, and plenty of millennial boys as well.
Mine included.
Yes, whenever Avril Lavigne releases her Perfect debut album. the things you get me to say on the record.
Did you hear that Wes thinks Avril Lavigne's debut album is perfect?
See, if you're going to successfully do this and you're not going to also have a soundboard where you can go back and be able to just indict anything I ever say ever again. You know, I really enjoy Mozart. Avril Lavigne is perfect. You know what I mean? Like, you're kind of... Anyway. All right. But yes, Let Go with the chart-topping single... Skater boy.
He was a skater boy. Yes, she said, "See you later, boy." He wasn't good enough for her.
Good enough, and also complicated.
Why you gotta go and have the man have to think so complicated?
I'm with you. Went way harder,
dude. It did.
Than all those.
Oh, I'm
with you. There's a lot of range
are,
actually in there.
But I'm with you.
I'm sure I've heard it, but I don't remember it.
I'm with you.
You know. It happens a lot on some of the shows that I listen to where a guy will be like, listen, I don't think I've heard the song. And they'll be like, you've heard it on something. It's like, no, I really avoid watching advertisements. So if you're implying that I've heard it, whatever. It's like, no, you when you've gone into, I don't go to Target. I don't know what you're talking, you know, like I don't go to Target.
You want to know something funny though?
What?
She was married to Chad Kroeger.
Oh, that's right, dude.
Lead singer of Nickelback.
And Derek Wimbey.
Of course.
She was married to Derek Wimbey
for
a small period of time, too. Those Canadians stick together.
They're like, we're tiny. Do we want
to... We're tiny.
We're tiny. Let's slam our tiny bodies together. How tall is he? He's shorter than his current wife.
No, it's true. That is true.
I want to be shorter than my lady. That would be awesome.
Oh, I think there's like a fun conspiracy theory that Avril Lavigne died shortly after the release of this record, and then they got a new Avril Lavigne.
I remember something
like
that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think
no one looks like that.
I think it'd be
hard to get a doppelganger.
Look at the eyes. Come on. I think she's addressed it, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, she said yes?
yeah, I did die.
She did marry the conspiracy. Yes, she said yes. She said yes to the dress. She married the conspiracy theory.
I do.
I do. And then just silence? I don't understand. That's where the metaphor really breaks down.
Oh, she did a song with Lil Mama. Hey, hey, you, I don't like your girlfriend. No
oh, I remember
way,
that.
No way, think you need a new one.
Well, let's just celebrate Avril. Let's
do it.
Give her. Hey,
can't wait for her birthday. We'll just read her Wikipedia page.
We'll do it. We'll do it as a group instead of me just I. That was first. That
was
one take.
We'll just go popcorn. That'd be great.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Carl. No, inside joke. Two inside. Can't explain it. If it were 20 years ago, we could explain it, and God. It would be a banger. But guess what? It's 2025, and it's a very inappropriate joke, and we're not gonna do it. You know, here's
probably the most successful goatee I've ever seen was on him.
I never saw the guy after high school, so I never saw him
because he went to UNT.
I never saw him.
Yeah,
I never saw him. I wasn't going there at that point.
Yeah,
he actually stuck with school.
Yeah.
And anyway, we're not going to dox him anymore. All right, I don't even
no doxing. No,
I don't remember his last name, so it's good.
I won't
don't.
Say it out loud.
Yeah, okay. One time, I accidentally threw salt in his eye.
Oh, you remember you saying?
Yeah, I felt horrible.
Yeah,
perhaps the second worst I've ever felt in my life. I'm not going to tell you about the first. All right, action. All right, on this day in 1963, Jerry Lewis decides to show the world his metaphorical giant. Comedy dick, and The Nutty Professor is released.
Did you ever see this one?
Yes, but I mean, dude, when I was like 12 or
yeah,
something,
yeah.
You know, and it was
Janet
hilarious.
Dave Chappelle?
Well, they probably wouldn't have allowed them in the movie in 1963, if we're being honest, James, but I will say the Eddie Murphy one is superior.
I don't even know they were alive yet.
Janet Jackson, no.
Yeah.
And then Eddie Murphy.
Or not Eddie Murphy. Yeah. No.
You don't think Janet was like a year old?
I think she was born in 66, and I only say that because I weirdly did, while I was doing a 14-hour deposition of all the things that I ended up Googling and researching.
How old is Janet Jackson?
I went and looked at the whole family. So.
Oh, nice.
I had a lot of time.
That's a fun little.
Like, where did it go
tidbits?
Wrong?
Man, it's tough to say. It definitely was. It was after the '80s, or it was in the '80s. I mean, somewhere in the '80s. But
Wes was in the mood for blaming dads.
Like,
you know what? After an 18-hour deposition, my life could have gone a lot differently. What dads can I blame today?
No, I'm equally willing to blame moms at this point. So.
Hell yeah.
Well, good,
yeah.
Good.
Women's rights.
Yeah, exactly. Equality. Ain't no pedestal anymore, y'all. Except for the one that I use to take a break every now and then. I kind of pull it out and I sit on it. You know what I mean? I don't even stand on that thing. I'm like, hey, listen, this is left over from some stuff from the past. It's not important, but if I got rid of this, where would I sit? Again, did that joke work? On this day in 1984, oh my God, one of my favorite movies ever, Poltergeist.
They're here.
I dated a lady who said that I reminded her of Craig T. Williams. Is that his name? What's his name?
The dad?
Yeah. And then I realized that my hairline was much further back than I realized.
Hold on.
Yeah, wait
you
a minute.
You remind me of.
Wait a minute. Yeah, well, I also was shirtless and I'm covered in hair like he is.
Nice.
Craig T. Nelson.
Nelson, thank you.
Coach.
Because he does
Coach,
that.
Coach, there it is.
And it's also because he does that, because I'm obviously a complete clown. And he does that where he, like, they're smoking a joint and he, like, dives into the bed. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying it was a bad conversation or whatever. I'm just saying at that moment I did realize that.
You definitely have more hair than Craig T. Nelson did.
She also.
Poltergeist.
She also compared. Oh, well, I mean, obviously, but she also compared me to what's that? The show you keep telling me to watch more of on HBO, James.
Anything?
No, it's the weed one with the guy and he's the dealer.
Oh, High Maintenance.
High Maintenance. Mm. Yeah,
that was such a good show, man. Gone too soon.
What I've seen is very good.
The guy in the show that sells the weed is actually the co-director. There's also a female director in a lot of episodes. That's good.
So nice.
For sure. I think they started as like a web series and it got picked up by HBO. So it started very independent.
Yeah.
Which
they
is
have
fun.
The webisodes on there too. But yeah, it's a really smart show, really funny, and you should check it out. High Maintenance.
Maybe I should just move to Brooklyn. On this day of 19.
Oh, those days are over. So.
Okay, well, then I'll go across the river to Jersey. On this day in 1984, Star Trek II, The Wrath of
Khan
is released.
Did they kill Spock? Does he kill Spock in this one? And then is 3 The Search for
Spock?
Yeah,
yes, yes, okay. Yes. Thank you, thank you. I couldn't remember if that was like the 5th one or something. No, the 5th one's the Kirk and Picard, excuse me.
Generations?
Yeah, Generations. They're all fucking good.
Yeah,
I don't care what anyone says. Anyway, okay. On this, Search for Spock. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I can't do that with my tongue.
I cannot do that either.
And then on this day in 2004, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Your Ass.
Your Ass.
Is released. This one is... What's crazy is like this was already the favorite book, it seemed like, of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then you. This was the one with kind of the most. I don't know if they're the most original director. He just like he was the right director for the right movie at the right age of the kids. The right. He did everything perfectly.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, just change the whole dynamic and like the
this
flow
one, yes.
of how the series looked after that, which is. Awesome.
He matured with the kids, you know, and I don't know if that was like a production note, but he still. I think did it with a European romanticism that it really needed. Anyway, Alfonso Cuarón, thank you. Let's move on. Let's go ahead and do some birthdays.
Who was born on this day?
Turning 50, most of her. Angelina Jolie.
Them lips.
I was more just saying she classically, unfortunately, had a mastectomy to prevent breast cancer. It's a horrible joke. It's really a very insensitive joke.
I didn't know that.
Yes, and so now she's got fake breasts. But, you know, that shit happens. And I'm not judging her at all. It was just a joke I was able to make. And now even Mike looks disappointed. Isn't that incredible?
I'm just thinking about my Tomb Raider, you know?
My Tomb Raider, yeah. Not this Alicia whatever.
Alicia,
I need an American. All right. Turning 69, Keith David.
Oh fuck yeah.
Man, he's an intense actor. I really enjoy him on the screen. Turning 54, really having a renaissance. Noah Wyle. You know, he's from ER, but now he's in The Pit and people love The Pit, dog. I haven't seen it. I'm probably not gonna check it out.
Okay.
But You know, turning 89. Bruce Dern.
Bruce Dern.
Love Bruce Dern. Yes.
Nebraska.
Yes, he's so good. But also many other things. But if you really wanted to do him dirty, you could just cut out him saying the N-word from Django and then just play that on a radio show. Turning 29. Calm down. Maria Bakalova. She was most recently in Bodies, 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 I think is probably. And then she also played Ivanka Trump in The Apprentice, but she really... she did the voice for Cosmo in Galaxy Guardians 3.
Yeah.
But she played Borat's daughter or whatever.
That's right, that's right, that's right.
That's where she really got her banging start. I don't really know if she did anything before that of much note. Maybe in The Ruskies. I wonder if she's moved over here and is like, I don't like war.
No.
You know, following hockey, it was weird having a Rusk whenever that war started
on
the team. But anyway, that's really all I have to say about that. Right? So insightful. Like, I'm so glad it came up. Who else is having a birthday? Turning 44, perhaps the canceled but coming back TJ Miller.
Mm-hmm. What did he do?
Well, he was accused of sexual assault, but that's pretty murky.
Yeah.
Bomb threat.
And then he had, and then he
did
problem,
a bomb threat?
The problem was, is then after that, he went through a pretty severe mental crisis where there were a couple, he made some scenes and he did like, I don't know if he called, did he call in a bomb threat? I don't remember the details, but yes, like he basically, it resulted in. A bomb threat. I don't remember if he was like, there's a bomb, or if he was like, I heard there's a, you know what I mean? Like some bullshit.
Yikes.
Right. But he definitely, but and here, there's also the detail of like, he actually does have like some sort of, issue with his medical issue with his brain. And so it's very murky. And so I don't really know where you draw the line. Yeah. I mean, I think he might have got caught up in the hide of cancel culture kind of thing. But yes, I believe, isn't that this is the I got stabbed in the stomach in Game of Thrones lady? Yeah, that's her. She's turning. Oh, she's also in the Devil's Double with having a birthday yesterday or this week earlier, Dominic Cooper. Mm. Una Chaplin. She was in Game of Thrones. Yeah, she married Robb Stark. Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. Who else?
Rob Hubel.
I didn't see that. Where's that? I hate IMDb.
Is today June 4th?
Yeah, bro. I just need to get here earlier. Yeah, there we go. Turning 56.
Rob Hubel. Yeah.
Hilarious. I actually found myself looking up his age, too, the other day.
What, he was in
Everything,
Giant?
Dude.
He's in what?
Was he in, like, the MTV show, something Giant?
Yeah, I think he was a part of Human Giant.
He's in The Other Guys.
Yeah.
Children's Hospital, he's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of these shows. He was in, what's the apocalypse one with Anna Kendrick and,
Craig?
Rapturepalooza.
Yeah, Rapturepalooza. Hmm. I remember watching that. I need to rewatch it, though, because I don't remember having any impression of it.
Hmm.
It's pretty good. I like it.
Well, then I will have to check it out. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Wes's favorite, Russell Brand.
Jesus Christ. just the worst accusations. the worst.
Yeah.
I don't know that I ever remember enjoying anything he did, to be honest with you, even before, obviously, finding out he's a right-wing rapist. or a rapist who is also right-wing, not a guy who rapes right-wingers. Just to be clear.
Did we already shout out Keith David?
We did, yeah.
We did.
Okay. Sorry, I missed that.
No, it's all right.
My
it's just
like
he deserves the circle back.
And then she's just like staring me down. And I don't know.
Well, we're out of time. So,
well, happy Crevasse Day, y'all.
A little anticlimactic, but we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.